Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's go to Michael in Greensboro, North Carolina. You're up next on Coast.
Oh, hey, Jimmy. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, Michael. How are you?
That's good. You know, first off, I want to make a comment real quick on what Adam said, you know, earlier in the segment, please, is that, you know, some ETs, you know, I may, this is kind of funny, but I'm in kind of comparing it to, you know, the character, the TV show Alf, is that, you know, some are likable, some aren't, just like people. So
that's right.
I'm just curious if you had any, you know, comment on that real quick, please.
Well, it has to be that way. It has to be. How could it be any different? How could it be any different? And this is another aspect of this. And I'll say this. Michael, I don't know what you look like. I don't. But if you and I got together with a dozen other people from around the planet and throw in a dog and a cat, right? And you and I fly out to a star system to another planet and we step off of our ship, and we've got somebody short, we've got somebody tall, we've got somebody skinny, we've got somebody black, white, red, green, whatever color in the spectrum, different colors of hair, different skin, different this, and then throw in a dog and a cat. Do you think that they would assume that we were all from the same planet?
Think about that.
You know, so when we are looking at different species from around this vast Milky Way, forget about the universe, just in our Milky Way, the thousands and thousands and thousands of different types of species that are visiting this planet and elsewhere, you know, they're not all from the same planet and they're not all the same. We are not the same here on Earth, right? So how could it be any different out there across the Milky Way? You're going to have bad, good, indifferent, dumb, smart. You're going to have everything out there. It's not just one thing or the other.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, look how just the variety we have here on Earth. I mean, it's incredible, you know?
Well, if they were evil, Michael, would you and I be having this conversation right now? We wouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
It can't be any more simple than that, my friend. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, yeah, my friend has been bugging me to ask you lately about this. Are there any updates on the space signals that have been coming from outer space? Because she's been real curious to have me ask you about that, please.
Updates
on that?
Can you repeat that?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. My friend wanted me to ask you about the signals coming from outer space that supposedly were in the news, I don't know, a few months, maybe a year ago or so ago. Are there any updates on that? And, like, where are they coming from, or what are they exactly? Or
right. Okay. She is referring to the FSBs. They're fast FRBs, I'm sorry, fast radio burst. And they were inconsistent. And these are radio signals that are appearing throughout the universe. That they were inconsistent and one-off events. And it turns out that that is not the case. And certainly over the last year, we have found repeating fast radio burst. Repeating is the key word. So that kind of would remove something random or natural. Okay? And when this starts to repeat, and lately, last month, one of these was repeating on a timetable. And so now we have to go back and ask ourselves, what is actually going on? Have we found a message there? Well, if somebody's found it, they haven't talked about it yet. But what is the reason for it? What is it? Is it it's some kind of natural atomic thing that is going down? You know, a breakdown of something in out there in space and in the universe that is causing this? Or is it something that is not natural? Now, finding a signal, see, this is the thing. Finding a signal of something that we would understand in that, they would have to be sending the signal in a language that we would understand. Would it be numbers? You know, our alphabets wouldn't be the same. Our words wouldn't be the same. Our languages wouldn't be the same. So the communication would have to be something that we would know that it's not natural. And it's my guess that you would broadcast in a frequency band that is not found in nature. That's the key. So these fast radio bursts, what is the frequency that they are sending it on? And that's something that is continuing to be researched. If that happens, and I mean this, Michael, if that happens, the real breakthrough, do the phone calls happen to the White House first, or do they go out to the media first, right? Do they go to the United Nations first? How would we find out the news? That is key. And you would think that if something broke in that kind of, you know, the biggest news in the history of all mankind, that we would get it direct and unfiltered. You know, I would want to know right away, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely, before the media, you know, twisted it or put their own spin on it. So, yeah, I would definitely want to be notified right away, of course.
Yep, exactly. So it's going to happen eventually. We're not alone. It's just I don't want it to be in the government's control when it does. I want it to be out of their control. Michael, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks for answering my question.
Absolutely. Great phone call right there, Michael.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.